Guys Coffee Shop. We're so happy that Alicia and Whitney decided to do another episode with us. They have so much to tell, and they have so much encouragement that you guys at home need to hear. So we're going to go back a little bit and delve more in depth. But if you did miss last week, you really, really, really need to go back and watch it, because they shared a song that they wrote while they were in Israel that was just powerful and anointed. You really need to go back and watch it. It's called Take Me There. So let's just go back and kind of start at the beginning. A lot of people have felt and gone through what you guys have. So I think if we go back and kind of talk a little bit more about the pain that you guys went through with losing your dad, and especially with such a short notice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get a diagnosis and a week later, he's gone. Mm-hmm. That doesn't, you know, you're kind of gearing up, okay, this is going to be a fight. We're going to kick this. We're going to do this. And then nothing. You guys just got hit hard with that. So go back and kind of take us back to that time where you guys weren't even prepared for that.
Coming off the wings of, being in a divorced family. I know a lot of people in our generation come from divorced families. And so when you just kind of have back-to-back things like that, and you're just starting off on your own in your early 20s, like there was just so much. And our dad revealed his diagnosis to us. He knew it a little, he knew it longer than we did, but he chose to reveal his diagnosis to us on a Monday. And that night he was rushed to the hospital with some complications. He had stage 4 pancreatic and liver cancer.
Oh, wow.
And that night, I spoke to him in the hospital, and I'm not trying to be too graphic, but he was hemorrhaging blood, vomiting blood, just because the cancer had eaten him up. And I just remember having to make a decision with his wife at the time that we can have him do a surgery that would basically stop the hemorrhaging long enough for my older brother to come travel from New Mexico to Missouri. And that was basically heard Monday morning. By Monday night, we're making that decision.
Oh my goodness.
After the surgery, he goes and my final words to him, I spoke the scripture over him that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I prayed that over my dad, and he said, his last words were, "Thanks, sis." From that moment, after he came out of surgery, he was in a sedated comatose state for the most part. And so really just from the shock of that time frame, it was just a total like whiplash is the only way I can really describe it, because your life is going one way and then you get this news and it's like bam, bam, bam. And by that Thursday, he passed away.
Wow.
And, you know, around his hospital bed, we prayed, we fasted, we believed for healing. We didn't stop believing for healing up until, I mean, even after he took his last breath. We just believed that God can still do miracles and resurrect if he chooses so. But that wasn't the healing that my dad needed. He needed eternal healing at that time. And we realize that more and more as we go on, is that he's where he needs to be. And I wouldn't wish him back. And I know, Whitney, you at one point were sitting beside his hospital bed, and you asked the Lord, had a heart-to-heart raw moment with the Lord.
Yeah, and it goes back to actually being 16 and visiting a church with my dad. And the pastor there, it's the first time I'd ever met him. I wasn't super familiar with, like, the prophetic. And that's what he operates in completely. And so my dad and I left after the service because the pastor was busy talking. And all of a sudden there's these like footsteps that are just like running behind us. And he's like, hey, hold on a second. And he looks at me and says, can I pray for you? So I'm like, sure, that's okay. So he begins praying over me. And one of the things he said that just resonated with me was that God wants to give you beauty for your ashes so that you can in turn give others beauty for theirs. And at 16, you don't really know what that means or what it looks like, you know, but it was just something that God never really let me forget. Like, it was always in the back of my mind that somehow God was going to do this in my life. So fast forward then, you know, about 4 years to sitting at the head of my dad's hospital bed and just watching him take his last breath. And, you know, we've mentioned before that our dad was a pastor and in ministry, and he actually was doing a lot of the things that we were doing now at beginning stages. He was doing like online radio and Okay. Writing books and, you know, obviously out
evangelizing.
Yeah, evangelizing, preaching at churches. And so I was going to school for business and marketing with the mindset that I was going to be helping him in his ministry.
Okay.
Like that was the purpose behind that. So literally when I watched him draw his last breath, it was like, I don't know what to do from here. You know, like literally the rest of my life was based on this, and now that's gone. And I just had this raw moment with God. And when you have those times, like it's really almost like a fork in the road. And it's like, God didn't heal him like I prayed and fasted that he would.
Right. Yes.
You know, like this is not how life was going to turn out. And I could be mad at God. And I knew I had that option. Like
yes.
As Christians, we have that option. But I knew the other one was that I could trust God and see what he does with this. And I literally just told the Lord, like, I didn't want to, you know, but I just told the Lord, God, I don't know how anything good could ever come from this situation. But I do know that if anything good could happen, like you could do it.
Right.
And so whatever that takes, like I'm in.
Scripture says that he's near to the brokenhearted. Mm-hmm. And when you read that, that's a promise that we all can lean on. And I think when you've truly walked through tragedy of any sort, whether it's grief or loss or, you know, whatever capacity that may be in, there is a peace that accompanies his presence during those times of tragedy that you don't experience any other time of your life. And people that have gone through some stuff know that. They know exactly what you're talking about. And the Lord really put us kind of in a bubble, I feel like. We sang at our dad's celebration of life service, his funeral. Mm-hmm. And the Lord just gave us such a peace of, we're going to take the baton and we're going to run with it.
Okay.
And there, you know, there was things that he did and the generations before us have done and got to accomplish. But like, what, God, what do you have for us now? Mm-hmm. We can't keep looking back and try to run forward at the same time. We're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
And we're not going to help any people in that process if we're constantly inward focused on our grief or our despair or whatever. But we just began in that place of peace, communing with God, writing songs, you know, worshiping, reading scripture in a way that we didn't because it was like our life source at that time. And that's really, you know, out of the tragedies, what birthed the ministry. We changed career paths that we were going to be going on. We took a break from school because we knew this time was precious. Mm-hmm. We were at rock bottom, but rock bottom was a perfect place to build a new foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to build from that point over on the old marring, the old scars, the old disappointments and attitudes and all of these things that you can take into a new season. We wanted to build anew with God. And out of that rock bottom moment was the foundation of our ministry and yeah. Where we've gone since then.
Yeah. And I know sometimes like when people ask us that, it's just kind of like, was there a definitive moment? And it's like, no, there were multiple moments.
Mm-hmm.
There were like multiple, like that fork in the road. It was like, that was a moment. And then even with Alicia, she was going to school for nursing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to share that story because that was one of those definitive moments of like, we don't know what we're doing, God. We don't know what this is ever going to be, but we're just going to make that next right step, that next choice that we feel like you're leading us to.
Yeah, the Lord had opened up the opportunity for us to record those songs that we had been writing
yes.
out of the grief and had a trip scheduled to Nashville and stuff. And I had already completed my prereqs and gotten my associate's degree, but was going to be going into nursing school. And
Okay. Anyways,
through the process, I got waitlisted on some things and I got the note right when we were getting ready to leave town to go somewhere. And just how that school operated is you had to report 24 hours for a drug test, you know, to start the app. Yeah. To be accepted and start the application process, probably the sneak attack for some
yes.
people. but we were heading, you know, out of town. And when I got that, I was holding the acceptance letter that I'd been working years for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited to go into nursing school and all these things. But when I held that letter didn't feel like I thought it would feel. It,
gotcha.
It felt like this was what I allowed the world to tell me that my giftings and abilities could be used for because it was job security.
Right.
But ministry was what had been there all along, and they're both ministry. I love, you know, nursing. I still is such a admirable profession, mm-hmm. you know,
of course.
And there's definitely tons of ministry that yes. goes on there. But where God was calling me at that time was not nursing. And so literally while we're driving, we were going to pass the exit to go to the testing site to go out of town. And I just felt the Lord said to keep driving. And it was like in that moment, you know, you die to some things, you die to old dreams, you die to visions you've had of your life. I kind of knew it was going to be forever, that I would never go back yeah. to school. But when you lay down something for God, he returns it
yes.
100-fold into new and exciting ways. It's not always a blueprint X, Y, and Z map that you say, okay, I know I'm going to go here and here and here. But he does take you from glory to glory and grace to grace when you
yes.
follow him.
Absolutely. And that's such a powerful testimony, because I know a lot of people, like the fork in the road, they get angry. They say, God, I was praying, I was fasting, why didn't you hear my prayer? And we've even touched on that a little bit on the show, talking about how do you deal with that you feel like maybe God didn't answer your prayer the way that you wanted to, you know, but God does have the ultimate plan. And if, like you're saying, you just continue to follow what you feel like he is saying, you're walking in that faith, you're being faithful to what he's given to you at the time. And I think that's so important, because so much beauty can come from your ashes. And I know Mom felt that too, when multiple times.
Yeah.
And she has stories about that too.
Yes, but today we're talking about their story, which I'm so intrigued with. So let me take you back. You had less than a day, really, because your dad announces this, and then boom, he's out for the count. It's like a wrecking ball. It just, your emotions are just boom. No chance to deal with anything. So out of all of that has come this amazing, beautiful ministry that you guys mm-hmm. are anointed to do. But I want to talk a little more about some of the stuff that you're doing now and that you're all involved. God has used you girls.
Yes.
I mean, you have your podcast that you do together. You have one all by yourself. You've written books, which we skimmed all of that information
yes.
last time too. So let's back up a little bit and learn more about that part of who you guys are and what you do. Those are what I want to hear about.
Yeah, well, a key verse that really brought us through our dad passing away and all, you know, because you do have those questions, like
of
when
course.
You're a Christian, like, well, God, why didn't you answer that? And he gave us that scripture where it talks about the kernel of wheat that falls into the ground. Like, unless it dies and goes into the ground, it's not going to have a harvest. But if it does do that, then there's just a bountiful harvest that it brings
yeah.
about. And of course, I'm paraphrasing that. But when we go through those situations that are just like death, you know, whether that's the death of a loved one, or it's the death of a dream or a job, or whatever it is that you go through, when your expectations didn't get met,
yes.
then we can start asking God, okay, what's the harvest then that I can expect from this? So, you know, if something's died, then new things have to be birthed forth.
Yes.
So even though we love our dad and miss our dad so much, out of him kind of being that seed in the ground, so much has been birthed forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about like our music, of course, and our missions work. And actually, a cool thing that we get to do now is that everything that we bring in for our ministry, whether it's through music sales or performing or whatever, we donate a percentage of that to a nonprofit we have called Keeping It Global. And we get to sponsor currently 6 kids.
Fun.
Yeah, 3 in Kenya, 3 in India. And then we also do work with foster kids
uh-huh.
In the area. So we often buy like diapers and
yeah.
clothes and things like that to help foster parents, because oftentimes
yes.
they don't know like when a kid is going to be dropped
yes.
you know off
yes.
at their doorstep.
Absolutely.
And what sizes they need. Mm-hmm. So we work with organizations that can help supply like the things that they need last minute.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we're just so blessed that God's allowed us to do that. And that's like something that's been birthed out of a tragedy.
Of course.
You know, and of course, to kind of tie back to Beauty for My Ashes, the first book that I've written is called Beauty for My Ashes. And we actually have a song with that name too.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh,
yes.
That's awesome. But yeah, the book really dives into when I was literally at you know my
yeah.
dad's side, just saying, where do I go from here? And what does grief look like? That's a scary thing
yeah.
when you're faced with grief and you've never walked through it. because you don't know what that looks like. You don't know what to expect. You don't know a timeline, like how long am I supposed to feel this or that? And so I just wanted to write a short little book that would just tell somebody that was in that situation, like, this is, you know, this is what I experienced, and this is how God helped me walk through that. And so the first chapter of that book is just, it's a process.
Yes.
And throw out the timelines. Because when, no matter what loss we're going through, and no matter how we're grieving, like, we always have that timeline of, okay, I should be mm-hmm. through this by now. I should be over this by now. And even you got, the lady said, you know, talked about skimming mm-hmm. the last episode, how we skimmed over some things. Like, that's what we do because it's easier than, like, yes. having to go back to that place and actually feel that and experience it again.
Of course.
You know, I just wanted to write a book that just kind of gave people permission to just look, let grief look like what it looks like mm-hmm. for you. And it's different for everyone. And so yeah. there have been a lot of different veins. I know I have another book, but may mention that a little bit later if you want to talk
yeah,
about yours.
I got to mention, you know, in the last episode, my book is Reset, Recalibrate, Restore, and it started at that rock bottom moment. Mm-hmm. But it's really a storytelling book where it shares my personal experiences, but then how it ties into you and how God's wanting to call the reader into their purpose and destiny.
Yes.
And how there's lessons that you can grow, you can stretch, and you can do new things.
Right.
And it's all about the lessons that I learned along the way that have allowed, that the Lord has really allowed me to get where I am today just because of that, being in that communion with Him in secret place. And so that's what that book is about. And Whitney, her second book is Occupy While Waiting, The Single's Guide to Pursuing Life.
God, Your Purpose.
Yeah.
And Healthy Relationships.
God, Your Purpose and Healthy Relationships. And, you know, I'm married and she's single, but like, I'm so proud of her, just seeing her take where some people say singlehood is a curse, or,
right.
you know, they just sit and wait for God to answer their prayer. But she truly has occupied while she's waited. And now she's inspiring other singles as well and has a new podcast. So
yeah,
that's exciting. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it's one of those things, like, you know, when life doesn't go to plan, like, buy the books. Now I'm a planner. I'm an organizer. And so, of course, I should expect that God is going to do, like, the exact opposite.
Oh, my goodness.
Just to grow me
yeah,
and
yeah.
make me into who He wants me to be. But
goodness.
Yeah, so I guess it just started. It's just one of those things, like, and I said it before, just when you go through something, like, just always having the mindset of, like, okay, God's wanting me to help, like, others through it. And so through singleness, I noticed just this gap in the church of
yes.
how, you know, when you're, like, college age and younger, like, there's always groups for you. And then when you're married, there's groups for you. But when you're, like, in between there, I know sometimes there's, like, college and career, but there's even a gap after that, that if yeah. you're not married, like, you're kind of lost. And just, like, okay, what's, you know, where's the sermon for me? Or, like, where's the community for me?
Yes.
And being someone that's desired marriage and family and things like that, I just kind of just thought, God, like, what should I be doing during this time? You know, like, there has to be a purpose that
yeah.
like, of why you're not bringing this into my life. And so He brought me to the parable of, like, the talents, where the master mm-hmm. gave, you know, each servant a certain amount of talents and said, occupy until I return. And God said, that's what I want you to do, is, like, occupy until these things come to pass, like, occupy until your dreams happen. And, you know, and obviously, like, occupy until His return.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what can I do to occupy? What can I do? And so just kind of just, like, writing out, the book was just birthed through me, like, what do I experience as a single, and how can I, like, help other singles through it? And so literally, it's not just, like, about dating and
right.
marriage and stuff like that. It's about, like, how do I forgive myself
oh, wow.
with things? Like, how can I forgive others? Or how do I hear the voice of God? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like, how do I know what job to take? Or, like, mm-hmm. if I should rent or buy? Or yeah, there's so many elements to life that the Bible doesn't necessarily spell out, you know, like, mm-hmm. which car should you buy? The Bible doesn't say that. But there are, like, ways that we can, you know, read scripture and also just hear from God. And so I just wanted to write a book that just encompassed, like, it's not all about, like, my life is so much more than who I'm dating or who I'm not
right.
dating or my marital status. Like, and so that was birthed out of that. And actually, after releasing that book, kind of just set it aside a little bit, you know, and just, I honestly probably, like, insecurities and,
yeah.
and things like that playing into it. Like, oh, there's other books out there and, you know, God's using other people and things like that. But then finally, actually, it was like earlier last year, God convicted me and was like, so what are you going to do with those books that I gave you? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you didn't do enough with them. Like, I want you to start working with them again. And so through that, he actually just like downloaded the idea of starting a podcast.
Gotcha.
For single women pursuing Jesus, their purpose, and healthy relationships. And I'm like, okay, I can do that. I like awesome. To talk. That's so awesome. Yeah, and it's been amazing. Like, I just released it a month ago, mm-hmm. and the response I've been getting has been incredible. It's called The Beauty of Becoming.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can we go to listen to this podcast?
Yeah, so anywhere that they stream podcasts, whether it's like Apple or Google or Spotify, you can find it there. And also YouTube. I take videos of every podcast, and I have guests on a lot of the times, and we just talk about topics. Like, one of the most recent ones was like contentment, and how can I be content when things haven't gone to plan,
right?
And when I still have desires that are unfulfilled, what does that look like? Is it that like false positivity mindset that we have of like, oh, if I'm content, I'm just happy all the time, and I don't want that thing anymore?
Yeah.
Well, I tried that. Like, I think a lot of people have tried that, and it doesn't work. And so just realizing that contentment is trusting God, and I may have hard days. Like, yeah. I may still have times where it's like, man, I wish this certain thing has happened in my life. But I trust that God is working this out for my good, and he understands my pain and where I'm at. He knows I'm human. He made yes. me that way. And so just seeing contentment like that, that it doesn't have to be either or, it can be both and.
Yes.
I can know God is doing something, but maybe I'm a little sad today.
Right.
And that doesn't make me a bad Christian. It doesn't mean I don't have faith. It just means I'm human.
Yes. Well, and going kind of to talk about that too is the whole grief thing, and going back to kind of that and how you want to help people walk through the grief, and how you were talking about that there's no roadmap for grief. And I can tell you that's true. Mm-hmm. When we lost, when I had a miscarriage, the book that helped me the most, it kind of gave me permission to be upset about it.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't angry at God, but I was angry that it happened.
Yeah.
You know, so walking through that grief, there's no roadmap for grief, and it hits you different times.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you can be in the grocery store and then, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
And then you have to kind of, you know, deal with your grief in stages, and nobody can tell you how to grieve.
No.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Grief is its own unique process in the sense that it's often mistaken, or people try to treat it with the same remedy that you would treat depression or anxiety with. Mm. They're easily confused. But it's a different process. And if you don't identify grief for what it is and attack it like you would grief, you may not get to a solution. You may just keep floundering in the grief because it doesn't react to the same things that anxiety and depression react to.
Right.
So I'm glad you targeted it specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. The book that helped me the most too, that I was, I didn't say the name of the book, but if you have suffered a miscarriage or a loss of a child, Empty Arms is a wonderful book. Mm. That's the one that really helped me get through, and I've given it to a lot of ladies that I know that have either lost a baby or had a miscarriage or whatever, so yeah. It's a good book.
That's something that we just kind of have to normalize in the church, is just like, it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to have doubts. It's okay to have questions.
Yes.
Like, God's not scared of that. He sits with us in those emotions.
Yes.
And, you know, helps us process through them. Like, he's not afraid. And so a lot of times we've put on masks to, you know, like, I'm blessed and highly favored. Like, I'm doing good. Everything's great. You know, and quote unquote, that's faith. That's not faith. That's just, you know.
Well, and it doesn't mean that you don't have faith if you're upset that day.
Right.
Again, we're human. God was upset. And like we've spoke about too, is he went up to the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were talking about last week how that's why you call your podcast The Coming Up Higher, is because Jesus did that.
Right.
He separated himself out because he needed to take that time out process.
Yeah.
He even wept.
He wept. And that's exactly what I was going to say, is like, isn't it amazing that Jesus was human, but he was God.
Yes.
But yet he still cried when
Lazarus
passed away.
He showed all kinds of emotions. He was angry. There were times he was angry. But before we run out of time, which I'm feeling is happening, I just want to say that I was choking up earlier because what really, really touched my heart about your testimony is that in your father's death, what a tribute to who he was in the relationship you had with him. What a wonderful way to get at that forked road, and you take that fork.
Well, and the seeds that, that God used your dad to plant in you guys, look what it's doing now. So that goes back to him.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And that's, you know, when we talk about taking the baton and running with it, we all have that opportunity, mm-hmm. whether you had an earthly father or mother that you had a relationship with or not, but we all have a heavenly father that's calling us deeper and closer to relationship with him. And that's where we find our healing, our peace, and our purpose.
Awesome.
Are you guys learning a lot from this and enjoying these two ladies so much? We are out of time. I hope you learned something and know that your grief is your grief. It's nobody else's. You have to deal with it between you and God. Thank you again, you guys. This has blessed us so much to have had you guys on here, and we'll definitely want to have you guys back on the show. Did you guys enjoy that? We will see you next time on the Simply His Coffee Talk. So, Allie, winter is finally coming to an end. I'm so excited. This winter has been just so crazy with all the sickness, and the weather has been super crazy.
Yeah, so excited. I'm so glad to see spring come. Oh, can't wait to get my garden going. I love that the landscape is turning green.
Yes.
I'm just so excited that it's spring. When you're through Christmas, I just always want to
fast forward. Because the bad weather usually happens right after that. So yeah, it's a little bit more crazy. But we have an incredible package for you guys today. Our shirts. We're launching a brand new shirt. And oh my goodness, I am in love with these shirts. No joke. I would be wearing one right now, but they're still on the press. So I don't have my prototype yet. But when I do, I don't think I'll take it off all spring. It is a white Bella Canvas t-shirt. And it's going to have a teal foil, Simply His logo on it. And I am so excited. They are just going to be so beautiful.
They are beautiful.
And you're also going to be offering a brand new tea. It is the Mango Tango Tea.
It's delicious. It's light and fruity.
It is.
It's great for spring. You can drink it hot or cold, sweetened or unsweetened. It's just a great tea.
It truly is. You'll enjoy that one, honestly, all year round. And we're also going to be featuring Allie's green mug.
Yay, my green mug.
Yes. We'll also be featuring Sunrise at the Ranch coffee, which is a breakfast blend for our spring package that we're hoping that you'll enjoy. And it's just in time for Mother's Day.
Yes. And the Sunrise on the Ranch is a play on words. S-O-N.
Yep.
Rise on the Ranch. And it is a great Mother's Day present.
It is. It will make a great gift for all the mothers in your life, or get it for yourself and tell your husband, hey, I already bought myself my Mother's Day gift. So, you know, you can do that too.
Yeah. And don't forget that our coffees and teas are organically grown.
Yes. It will retail for $49. Plus shipping and handling. That's a great deal with everything that's coming in this offer. So you need to head over to Skywatch TV and get your order placed. Buy yours today.